Bush Dagar is good for your health.
It's Decolonize Your Diet with Delani and Caillou Bales.
So eat 'em, Bush Dagar. Eat 'em every day.
Decolonize Your Diet, a show that will change the way you think about hunting, gathering, and bush tucker in general.
Bush tucker is good for your health.
And here's your hosts, Delani and Caillou Bales.
Honey.
Today we are with Aunty Thelma Landers. At her heaviest, Aunty Bubsy, as she's known around her community in Quilpie, Queensland, weighed 136 kilos. Aunt said it was just exhausting to go anywhere because of her size, enlarged heart and her lungs. That was until several years ago. A friend advised Auntie that if she wanted to lose weight, she should try cook kangaroo tail and emu meat. Aunty Thelma started eating more bush tucker, and before too long her weight began to reduce. Join us as we talk to Auntie about how she did it, how big her weight loss was, and the many benefits of eating more bush tucker.
First of all, I'd just like to thank you for joining us today. How you going, Aunty Thelma?
Yeah, I appreciate the call, you know.
Deadly. No, it's real deadly you could join us. A lot of us around the country looking for better ways. This diet's causing big problems all across the country.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Aunt, I'm just going to explain to the listeners, you lost a lot of weight. You used to weigh 136 kilos at your heaviest, eh?
Yeah, I got up to 145.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And been an alcoholic, I suppose. Got a fix everything.
Yeah.
And come home and get the munchies and cook up a big hearty old meal after the pub shut and bring the friends and eat before find a way out. I think it wasn't within myself. I wasn't feeling comfortable and thought grog was going to fix everything, and which is another thing, and now that's not right. And one of my cousins used to attend One Top by Your College in Cairns, came back and she said I was really back to sliding, and they sent the forms for me to then roll up there. And 8 years in between going in and out of the hospital from a lung troubles and the lung collapse, and I really enjoyed being up there because to be with other Christians and make life is worth living and to do something about it.
And how did you come across the bush tucker, the idea of...
Mum always encouraged us and to live off the land, and where we came from as a baby from Broken Hill, 5-year-old before I left there because I was sick, malnutrition and emphysema and bronchiectasis, and they said they told Mum to take it me home as 5-year-old, if she lived to 8-year-old, she'd be blessed. Now I'm 73-year-old.
Oh, wow.
I proved them wrong, but when we got home, the elders that used to live on the not at the house, but across the creek. I used to go across and they used to feed me with bush tucker and they still live in traditionally.
Mm.
And they used to go across there and they'd cook up the iguanas and all that and they'd give me the stuff that they boil up the leaves off the thing, gummy gummy bush, and give it to me to drink. And I still get it when last time I went to Rome, St. George, they done a course there about this bush tucker, you know. And I said, yeah, I'm already on that. And I told them about my loss of weight and drinking this drink through the day.
Mm.
And it was all their program for this doctor from England. So they got me up there to explain to them and how it's helped me. And yes, and I felt so proud that I was able to share that from my dear mother.
So when you decided to go back, you know, how did you get your bush tucker and how would you eat it?
Well, my friends, it was rooshooting around the town, and I used to tell them, could they bring me home to the tails?
Mm.
And they used to keep me supplied with them.
Deadly.
Oh, yeah. And was coming back from out in the indoors, 2.5 hours drive, coming back from Tukwilpi.
Yeah.
And not only the foster children in it, and I hear the emu. So we just threw it on the bull bar in the front. And when they got back and pulled up the, went across to see someone at the railway station, and a little grandson raced around to his father. Quick, quick, look around here. Nan's got a dinosaur hanging off the front of her car. This leg was sticking out.
Oh, deadly.
When they come around and thought, I need too much. Because it's shitty diarrhea.
Mm.
You're not used to it. So they ate it and they come back. You got any more of that bush tucker? But when I go out to function, when I can get the meat, I get the boys, some of them go and get me some meat, gangrene in here. I make stir fry, savoury rissoles out of gangrene in your meat mix together.
Mm.
Put it in do the salad, you know, put the lettuce leaves and put the, all the thing and the meat around it.
Ah, oh, deadly.
And enjoy it.
And all the family, they're paying attention and eating more bush tucker since you noticed the big changes?
No, man, you make me shame.
Yeah, no, it's like that.
Yeah, but they eat it, they don't know they're eating it. And someone said to me then, Donnie, what Bubsy thinks, I'll give it to someone else to take to the party.
Mm.
In a party, isn't it? And one of the family members said, I wouldn't eat that. And we're sitting there watching her eat it.
Mm.
And someone said after them, that all that stuff you were eating, that was what it was, kangaroo and emu, savoury mints and stir fries and all that.
Mm.
Oh, I've not eaten anything. She goes to the parties now. Did Bubsy bring any of this? No. She never brought anything. She's getting very slack. But all the time she's sitting up there eating it. Yeah, they're enjoying it, yeah.
Oh, good. No, it'll get out there. They'll learn, eh?
Yeah.
Got to encourage them kids to eat proper. Yeah. Western diet's got a lot to answer for when you look at the obesity diabetes, eh?
The diabetic and
heart disease.
Heart disease, yeah. Since I got on that, I got no cholesterol now.
Mm.
No blood pressure. And the doctor looked at me and asked me, you hadn't got another one of those things you put on your cuffs, you put on your arm to try to see if they thought the other one wasn't working.
you showed him, eh? It was working.
And he said, what have you been doing to do this? And I told him. He shattered for a little while. So when the next day I took some up and gave it to him, and I said, eat this, Leela. And he's sitting down there in the surgery eating while I'm, instead of saying to me, he's sitting up there eating these munchies I took up for him.
Oh, look, see, probably a lot of people getting influenced you don't even notice either, you know?
No,
that's real deadly to hear that as a younger one growing up. I want to encourage my family to go out to the bush tucker garden and be eating their breakfast from the trees, not out of the box.
Yeah, out of the boxes and out of the cold box. Got it?
The fridge, yes.
Take away things. Oh, I don't like them take away things. You don't know how long they've got been prepared, and if they don't eat it all today, they put it away and put it back in the shelf together, back in the hot box.
You can't beat the old home-cooked dinner.
Yeah, well, we went out the other day and I bought back some more saltbush from the paddock.
Yep.
And when you're cooking the fresh corned meat, you know.
Yep.
Always put a couple of bread, a handful of the saltbush leaves in there.
Mm.
And it gives it an extra, just really salty. Yeah, well, you can get that saltbush down the road.
Yep. Yeah, we got a bit of that.
Yeah, put a couple of handfuls in with that dugong. Yeah, when we go to Palm Island, I'm going to take some more of that. I take it back up there in Circleton. Family up there in Laura's. Buddy used to live up there by Oak Orange.
Yep.
And she said, go on, Aunt, cook this and cook that. I said, I'm on holidays now. You're here. But I can't cook like you. I sit in the kitchen and shower.
Yeah.
I still got out of it.
Teaching the apprentice this time.
Yeah, Yan can cook or something. You know?
Ah, too deadly. Oh, geez, you're funny. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, deadly yarning with you. And what would you suggest, Arnie, if people are feeling sick, you know, or leaning on them fence posts like you were talking about when you went for your walks and sick of the lung problem and, the you know, just being so heavy? What would you say to people who were feeling like you were before you made the change?
Just stop and think what you eat. Yeah, what you eat and the sort of back off from the fatty food and the fast foods. And drink, instead of drinking too much soft drinks and that, have water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. I used to drink a lot of rum and coke, but I gave that away. And I woke up here one morning and never heard anyone, but they looked at the door. And there was a carton of beer and a bottle of rum and a 30 tins of Diet Coke. Coke Zero. I don't know who owned it, but I put it still in the house. No one comes to claim it.
It might have been a bit of someone trying to test you out, eh?
They might have been tested, but they didn't work.
You still got it there, do you? That's deadly to hear, aren't
you? Yeah, that's about 3 months it's been here now. I might have adopted the wrong house, but no one never heard anyone say that they never got their order.
That's dedicated, aren't?
Yep.
Well done. No, I'm real proud to hear you talking about the big changes you made. You've transformed your life.
Yeah. And the foster children and that are helping me now, and I'm talking them out of and immediate family, grandchildren.
Mm.
I've got 5 generations now to, in the family to help the grandchildren.
Too deadly.
And really enjoying being able to go out and spend time with them and go to the hall, watch them play in the sports. And I sit on the chair and they pass the soccer ball and that to me and all that.
You're able to enjoy that time with them grandchildren and the children more now.
Yes. You go up when they go to the netball and throw the ball through the hoop a couple of times and have it half an hour. It's been too cold to go anywhere later.
Now that's real good to hear, aren't? That's just you don't hear enough good news stories, eh? You know, when you're black.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All the sisters and brothers out there, if I can do it. I'm 73 now. I'm only 73.
No.
And, yeah, just think about what you put in your mouth, even if it's out of a bottle or a fork, a spoon.
Yeah.
You think life's too precious to live the rest of your life and be happy and not be able to stuffing and batting and hanging on to someone's fence to have a big spell. And I feel so precious and blessed that I've done it with the help of a lot of people around town.
Good.
They back me up and thanks to the college up there at Cairns.
You know, when you get in the bush tucker, have you noticed the grandchildren, you're bringing them and involving them more in the collection? That diet change is a holistic change, isn't it? It's your lifestyle that changes.
Yeah, I try to encourage them to share this bush meat.
Mm.
And I get it and store it in the little Ziploc bags, meal size, you know, to make when I make the risottos, ready to cook. They come across and cook up for me or take it to their place. I tell them what it is. They make 14, I think, the young girl's one, Tina. And, Nan, they say. I said, oh, come on, mate, eat it. It's good for you. And they look at me and they say, because there's nothing else to eat here. And it's cheaper than to go into the butcher shop.
You don't have all the hormones and all the antibiotics being pumped into that meat either, like they do in the butcher shop.
And I went into the butcher shop here one day and my grandson works there in the butcher shop.
Yep.
And I said, I just came to get some sausages because you can't get them from the bush.
See, that's funny.
Yeah. And my grandson's standing with his hand over his face looking away from his boss.
Yeah, old bush black woman coming in.
Come on, old girl, just give her sausages and get her out of here.
Yeah, making grandson
shame. Making
shame,
yeah.
Yeah, that's deadly. I think there's nothing better than when you see them kids are all around the table scaling fish, gutting fish, or opening crab, or waiting for the quampy, that's the mud oyster.
Yep.
They wait for them to boil up, and then they're looking for pearls and shelling them with their father. I just think it's when you make the change to the bush tucker lifestyle and bush tucker diet, it's a holistic thing. You know, your whole my quality time with my family is much more better now. I love it.
Yeah. Yep.
But just last question now, so I'll let you get back to your day. It's been beautiful talking to you, though, Aunt. I really enjoyed it. But just wanted to ask you before we leave, if people want to make the switch back to eating our old foods, what would you say to them? How did you go about it? Would you ask the young ones?
If you can get it, get out and get it, and you'll find your lifestyle and your health will be a lot better, and not see some of them as overweight. And, well, I was there too, but the... After I'm 87 kgs now from 145.
You're half the size.
Yeah, half the size.
Jeez.
And one of the guys I used to drink with, he came out and I had enough downtown and it was hot. So I just sat in his car and he, because of the indigenous windows wound up, I sat up there and he got in the car and, oh, he terrified him. Hey, who are you? I said, I just want to ride home. I don't know you, you said. I said, yes, you do.
Oh, wow. Didn't recognise you.
He didn't recognise because I lost all that 50 kg nearly.
Oh, gee, that must feel good.
Yeah, when I got home and I told him when I got home because I just had enough, I wanted to come home because it was 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Heat it was. When I told him who it was, he started crying.
Wow.
I'm sorry, mate. Yeah, I'm sorry. He's going. I said, that's okay. I said, I get a lot of people walk past me now and don't know me.
Geez, that must feel so good, Aunt. You know,
yeah, and I sent a photo to my sister. I haven't seen her for a while. She texted me back then. And who's that?
No way. Your own sister.
And my own sister, yes.
No.
And who's that? Yeah, she said.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, well, one of my grandchildren, they're twins, Becky and Karen, and they're 32, I think, now.
Yeah.
And then he said, Nan, you sure you want to do this interview? I said, yes, we're getting sick from not following the diet properly and eating all the... And he's a sports team in Ipswich. He's captain of the Ipswich Jets for a while.
If people want to yarn with you... or they want to catch up or they want to learn more about bush tucker, where can they go?
Yeah, well, I can ring, give them my phone number if you're happy. I'm happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Crook.
Yep.
Everyone knows Bubsy.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had people visit me from England and another lot from the king from Tahiti.
Hey.
Yeah, and he wants me to go over there and I've done a bit of research and he wants me to go there and stop for a while.
Mm.
And he's got seven wives. I said, oh, no, thanks. I bailed out on that one.
You don't want to be number eight?
I don't want to be number eight.
Oh, darn. You got me laughing again now. Dude, I love this yarn. This is not your normal interview. Right. Thank you so much for your time, eh?
Right over, sweetie.
Okay,
love
thank
you.
You so much. Bless you, Aunt.
Bush tucker is good for your health.
Thank you for joining us this week for Decolonize Your Diet, brought to you by Mother and Son Team, Tiger and Caillou Bales. Be sure to join us again next week, same time, same place. To listen to this episode again, visit our website at 989fm.com.au.
Decolonize Your Diet, a show that will change the way you think about hunting, gathering, and bush tucker in general.
Mungar is honey.